Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, people? Welcome to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, is real, or more like reality. You know, we ain't really got too many crazy topics to go off tonight. I think my special guest kind of hit me with the fade. She was supposed to be on here, but she did drop some good topics, though, so we're going to probably get it on the next episode. So thank you, Karen. I told you I was going to shout you out tonight. But we do got my homie Diggs on the line. Diggs, what's going on, bro?
What up, bro?
Not much, man. What you been up to?
Man, well, same old usual. Making beats, that's about it. Chilling, writing verses. Nothing too major.
Yeah, same thing here. You know, pretty much all I'm doing right now is drinking while I'm on the job. So, y'all hear me?
I feel that.
If y'all hear me pause, it's because I'm drinking. So, welcome to Surge Radio. So, so pretty much just to kick it off, I ain't gonna do nothing too crazy, too controversial today because you know I did get some feedback from last week's episode about some of the things I had to say about Bill Cosby and look, I want y'all to understand. I was just saying that not everybody really knows Bill Cosby's history. So most of these people that pretty much judge Bill Cosby, they probably YouTube who Bill Cosby was, seen the Jell-O pudding shit, and just thought that was just all he ever did. They didn't know he was a Huxtable. So excuse me for speaking on the fact that people nowadays are ignorant. So, and most of their information comes from the internet. So, with that being said, I would issue an apology, but I really don't care, you know, because y'all not going to, if you thought that affected you, you're going to really, really hate what I do today. But before we get into that stuff, you know, Diggs, man, you know, you got a subject you want to throw out there, man?
Man, I really don't know. I don't know. Give me a minute. I had a lot of subjects earlier I was talking about. Shit was hilarious, but I don't know. I don't really got a subject right now. You said what?
Technically, that's me fucking with
man,
because I'm drinking.
Let's talk about all these whack-ass motherfucking artists that's coming out, man. I'm sorry. That shit has just been bothering my soul lately.
Where do you want me to start? I mean, because this can be an hour-long conversation. We got about 45 minutes. So
I'm just saying, man. It's like they all just need to be swept into a motherfucking pile, into a fucking dustpan, and just thrown into a black-ass garbage bag. Like, dog, these niggas are terrible.
You know what? But before we start artist bashing, because I really, really want to artist bash. So I want to steal one of Karen's topics because she should be on the show, and she's not on the show. So one of the great topics that she did put out there is all the hubbub about Amber Rose, you know, IG posting. You seen that that picture, man?
The picture with the Wiz Khalifa tattoo?
No. It was more like the one where she was just like wearing like this mono bikini, like mono bikini and shit, where she ain't leave nothing to the imagination. Everything was just pretty much out there. So you
really?
See
I'm
ass, camel toe, and tits.
Ass, camel toe, and
tits. Pretty much ass, camel toe, and tits.
Oh, wow.
You know, she probably won't make it on this week's, special edition that I'm going to do this week of Name That Thought. So we'll wait till next week for that one. But it won't be any good because you know exactly who I'm talking about. But we're going to do Name That Thought later. So it's going to be kind of funny. And if you people don't know what the thought is in 2015, it was something that, you know, some semi-clever children came up with for how to describe women. Pretty much that hole over there. So to me, I can take the word and flip it and pretty much describe anybody that's doing, any woman that's doing something that's degrading or somewhat retarded, you're going to fall into that category of thought. So you're going to love my No Thought Thursdays.
Thought Thursdays?
No Thought Thursdays.
I'm with that. No Thought Thursdays.
Yeah, No Thought Thursdays.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that.
So, I mean, pretty much, you know, I'm trying to just segue into some crazy shit right now, you know, because everybody's talking about Amber Rose and J-Lo right now. You know, J-Lo.
I don't get that. I hate that.
You said what?
I said I could never get into Amber Rose, man. That bald ass head. I don't know. I just don't like it.
What the bald head?
Yeah, I hate that shit.
I don't know, man. You know,
I hate that shit.
You know what?
Everybody be like,
I almost
so
said
fine.
Something
I
wrong.
Be looking at her head. They be like, she fine
yeah.
as hell. And I just be like, no, I can't get past that fucking head, bro.
Yeah, man. I just think Amber Rose fro is better than mine.
Like, no, don't that shit just make you want to, like, slap the shit out? It just make you want to just slap right up across the side of her shit, like,
I mean, I wouldn't say it that bad. I mean, that's
a chick with no haircut.
I mean, it's like you. It's like, to me, that's like when a guy realizes his hairline is receding. What's the first thing he gonna do? He gonna retreat to a damn shaving tool. So, you know,
hey, dude, you'd be
everybody
surprised
shaving.
I seen the guy the other day. You'd be surprised. I seen the guy the other day with a hairline that was far fucking back, bro. The shit was ridiculous. That nigga way
well,
started,
before
you know how most men had a swirl. That nigga way literally started where like the crown of his head was.
Look, man, I try my best not to talk about people with receding hairlines, okay? Because you know karma is like the biggest thought ever. You know, she karma has this way of like coming full circle and fucking me. Like, and just fucking me up. I never get it. So, you know, that's just one of those things where it is, you know, I will start talking about hairlines. It's kind of sensitive when, you know, I'm in an age bracket I'm in right now where people my age, hairline just disappear. You know, shit kind of reminds you of like, you know, like when a, like the water hits the beach. You know, like when that shit goes back.
That's true.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But before I get talking shit
know,
about, you know, people's hairlines and stuff, I'm going to get into this track by 16 The Icon, Set You Straight. We should have had this last week, but we got it this week. We're going to go ahead and spin this for y'all.
Yeah. Thunder it good. With the Icon.
Crack-a-lack on the track.
Crack-a-lack on the track. You heard it, man.
My name is 16, the Icon. Scare wax rappers so they sleep with their lights on. Superhero swag, but I
never had no dice on. Spit hot lava to the top of the mic dome. Crack a lack on the track, this is Michigan, the state that brought you Eminem. Yeah, we making hits again. Straight hood icons, spazzing, throwing fits again. The quarterback is toast, my team running the blitz again. But word is, I gotta prove myself, so please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the new sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond, a bona fide superstar, Molly Shannon. And I'ma make one thing clear, the MC that you fear would appear, well, he's here, yeah. The sleeping giant is awake, feed 5-4-4, I'm about to set y'all straight.
The icon gonna set you straight, ready with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it hype, it's a time to. The icon gonna set you straight, ready with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it time, it's a time to.
Supernatural flow, Ackles Padalecki. Hot 16, that's the theme, so respect me. True to the game, so the whack MCs vex me. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, you can check me, text me. If you need a feature, that's aggressive, cause now people can see I got flow like progressive. Wordplay exceptional, delivery professional. Me and Crack so consistently dope that it's excessive. Yes, if you hit my hand, your track, I will bless it. I'm an icon, the point is proven if you test it. Let's get down to brass tacks, this is cinema. Way too many actors, the game need an enema. If you whack, retire, cause I'm nowhere near a friend of ya. If you don't, it's highly likely I will be the end of ya. Stop, hold up, wait, now bring the beef back. Time to set y'all straight.
The icon gonna set you straight. Maybe with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it hype, it's a time to. The icon gonna set you straight. Maybe with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it time, it's a time to.
Yo, welcome back to Surge Radio. Time to pay some bills. If you guys get an opportunity, make sure if you're interested in selling your home, you call 734-252-9558. We Buy Homes, DNY Management and Investments Group. Now that we're back on the show, we got Diggs and Jay Uno on the show now. What up, though?
What up,
yo, what's happening?
Yeah, but that took a second for y'all to respond. I was like,
oh, no, I'm here.
All right, so pretty much Diggs brought up a topic earlier about some of the artists and the current state of, you know, hip-hop. Now, this is something that we can talk about probably for the remainder of the show. But before I do that, I'm going to do this special segment called Name That Thought. And for the slow people, if you don't know what a thought is, that hoe over there, name that thought. Call in 646-378-1510. Name that thought. So here is the question. He hangs around. Sorry. She's been known to be connected to Drake, Chris Brown, and now Leonardo DiCaprio. Name that thought. Who is it?
Rihanna. Rihanna.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rihanna.
I know that
you
thought.
Made this week. I'm sorry, Rihanna, but you made this week's Name That Thought because you be doing some whole shit, I'll tell you. But we're going to leave it alone. We're going to segue straight. Because I, you know what? I can only imagine where Twitter going to go with this. I'll probably get Twitter bashed for a month. But who gives a fuck? But let's segue into, you know, the topic at hand. It's the state of hip-hop. So, Jay Uno, I want your opinion first. What do you think about the state of hip-hop right now as a whole? Like the music that's coming out and, you know, what the artist perceives to be talent right now. What do you think it is?
Man, there is no music out, man. All you got is people just screaming on the beat and everything. everything is all within the producer. I mean, all it is, all you're hearing right now, I don't know how can I put this? Like I said, it's just no music, man. Like, there's no talent out there. People come in and they just saying stuff without a message behind it. And everybody repping the same thing. It's all the money holes and the bag that they claim they had and that they flipping and all of that. These people know nothing about what they rapping. And people like, you know, for example, Young Thug, you know, he quote unquote not a homosexual. This dude probably the worst artist that's out right now. If y'all heard that song Lifestyle, y'all probably could relate. You see what I'm saying? But music nowadays, man, it's not music no more. Or, you know, what's supposed to be music, you know, isn't music no more. Hip hop took a turn for the worse, and it's these underground artists that's really putting out music that's not getting no love for it. So the hip hop game is turning to trash right now.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Diggs, your turn, man. What's your opinion?
Man, hip hop as a whole right now, I feel, has lost its lyrical content. That's number one on my list. Lyrical content is not strong anymore. The song, like I had to agree with Jay, it's just like the beat. Like, I talk to people, I be like, you like that song? They be like, man, nah, that nigga ass, but that beat, him. I be like, hell yeah, that beat, stupid. Then you got 15 niggas in the club, or four niggas in the car, and nigga, everybody rapping over the nigga whose song it is. Like, everything is so fucking cliche now. Like, it's fucking terrible. Like, you know, let's go back when it was big and pop, nigga. You can never say that they rapped about the same thing. I can't take a big verse and match it to a pop verse and expect them niggas to say the same thing. You know what I mean? Or even if they use the same words, it was never in the same context or content. Like, nowadays, okay, everybody want to pop a Molly. Everybody want to rock Tom Ford. Everybody want to go to the strip club and make it rain. And, yeah, I went to the strip club, made it rain, and took her home that same night with me. Like, bro, like, you seriously did that? Well, I hope your shit ain't burning, you know? Like it's like the shit, and then you got niggas that just emotional as hell, and I just feel like just emotional. Like, I never knew hip hop to be this emotional, shall I say? Like, it was, you know, it used to be like political and stuff, but that was the message. That's what was going on. It was political because it was like, hey, look, they're trying to fuck us here, nigga. We trying to send this message to tell y'all motherfuckers to pay attention. You know what I mean? Now it's not shit, but I'm going to shoot this nigga when I see him, and I'm going to slap his girl on the ass and take her and spend a couple of bands on her, and then I'm going to give her back. Like, nigga, is that all you know how to say? Or I really want to sit a couple of these rappers down and be like, your mama raised you like that. Did she really raise you like that?
Well,
that is just
think about like this. It's, you know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate, right? I'm going to speak from both perspectives of the industry right now, because I've dealt with the industry on both sides. You know, I see what the label heads think, and I also see how I feel as an artist. So pretty much to play devil's advocate, why put out music with content or with to pretty much display your lyrical prowess when, you know, there's a lot of money to be made in just talking about nonsense, just fall into the stereotypes, you know, just, you know, be your stereotypical, you know, statistical MC. You can't really talk about much but the typical. So, you know, in that aspect, why work hard when everybody not working hard and they making millions of dollars? Why you got to be the realest person out there? Why you got to be the what are you gaining from being the most dopest MC in 2015? What are you getting from that? Is it making you richer? No, it's not making anybody richer. So it's just one of those things to where it is, you know, people feel like, hey, if I can make it, it be a celebrity or a megastar off of not trying hard, just putting words together. Hey, it's the easiest job I had ever in my life, and I'm seeing millions of dollars for it. Now that's me playing devil's advocate in the favor of those lazy fuckers. Now, as an artist, I can say right now the best album I heard thus far, and probably the best album over the past 2 years, is Lupe Fiasco's new album. It just came out. I just heard it.
Besides Lupe, who would you say was the best?
What, album?
Yeah, besides
the best
Lupe.
MC.
No, best album that came out before Lupe's.
Before Lupe's. Because
I feel like that's not fair.
Before Lupe, I say Logic. Logic had the best album last year, and number two to him would be J. Cole.
J. Cole's new album?
You said what?
I said J. Cole's new album.
J. Cole's new album was brilliant. So J. Cole had a great album. Logic. Yeah, J. Cole's album would be number two. Logic album, Under Pressure, would be number one. So
okay.
That's just one of those things where it's like, you know, those are lyrical artists. They got content. They got substance. You know, they talking about some shit. Number three on that list would be Schoolboy Q. But if I had to put a project out there that was smashing shit and it wasn't even an album, it was Sci-Hi's Black History. Sci-Hi the Prince?
Uh-huh.
He's killing 90% of the game. Lyrically, he's killing 90% of the game.
I haven't heard it yet, so. But yeah, I was a fan
Check
of Sci-Hi.
It out.
Sci-Hi was the man.
Check it out. So I tell people, man, you know, it's different aspects where it is. It's people like Lupe. He had to fight to get his album out. And when he decided to give up, you know who stepped up and helped him get his album put out? Hackers. Anonymous stepped out, threatened the record label, and told him, you better release his album by 10 o'clock this day, or we're going to release all you guys' email. We're going to do you worse than what North Korea did Sony.
Wow.
So guess what? Lupe got a phone call from his manager in prison and said, hey, your album getting ready to come out. So that's just one of those things, man, where it is. It's like the hip-hop game. I'm telling people, if you an MC, if you a real artist and you doing stuff, you know, from a level to where it is you respect your craft, it's going to pay off nowadays because everybody is tired of what they hear on the radio. Who's the hottest person in the game right now? The hottest person, male or female? Who's the hottest person?
Are you talking about considered to be the hottest or on opinion?
Yeah.
On opinion?
To be the hottest.
Fucking day. I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Nobody.
Nobody. Not Dej Loaf. Not
yeah,
huh? She hot.
I just seen it on the thing. They said she's the hottest new artist out right now. She's the hottest artist out right now. She's holding down number one on the goddamn Billboard with Try Me. Unless it just changed. But when I looked a couple days ago, it was on her Instagram.
Right, look,
she has the number one.
Man, my ass. She never won the charts, man. She never won. Look, the number one artist in the industry right now, dog. The number one artist in the industry right now is Iggy. Iggy is the hottest artist out. She ruled the charts, and the number one. And I have to correct you. The number one song right now on Billboard is Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
And that's Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. That's the number one song right now.
Okay, well, yeah, I may be
Hot
wrong. You're right, I might be wrong. Yeah, she had it posted on her Instagram. I'm like,
well,
what?
We all lie sometimes.
I feel
I'm
you. But I say, because what made me see it was You know, I that DDS nigga, he kind of cold on the producing tip. So I was like looking on his Instagram, and then he was like, "Oh shit, shout out to Daddy Love, we got the number one." He was like, "It's a dream to know I got the number one beat on the motherfucking Billboard." And I'm like, "Really?" So then I went to her page, and it was like, "Oh, but that shit could have been like a week ago." You know, I'm social media.
Man,
I took like a couple
no
of
way.
Years.
Man, look, dog, she ain't even top 30. I mean, she probably top in somebody's neighborhood. She probably top on the hip hop charts. As far as people want to use her beats, yeah, maybe. But other than that, I'm like, I have to disagree with that one, sir. Yeah, she's not number one.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the people who should be number one ain't made nothing lately.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, I got to really step behind the whole Lupe thing. That's hip-hop. Listen to his album. Lupe has the best lyrically put-together album I heard in a long time. This guy put so much substance behind his album. It's brilliant. If he don't win a Grammy for this shit, I'll be shocked. But even at the end of the day, I say fuck the Grammys, because Grammys are trash anyway, just like the BET Awards. I'm like, I've gotten invitations to the BET Awards, and I say I'll never set foot up in that fucking place, ever. You couldn't pay me to go to the BET Awards. That's a level of pretty much you gotta play the game. You know, it's a lot of stuff. It's like this: you gotta make sure you scratch the right people's back. You know, it's a lot of politics involved in dealing with BET, and I ain't gonna put them out there too much because, you know, just for the sake of me trying to be semi peaceful. But other than that, I don't fuck with BET. I don't. I'm straight.
Well, so didn't
I hear somebody's baby?
Didn't they? Yeah, that's mine in the background.
Oh.
He listening to you. He responded to you. He said, "Don't fuck with me."
I hear you.
Either.
Yeah. So, no, pretty much, man. That's just the mindset, man. You got to kind of, you know, understand the mindset of people nowadays. Is that if you don't have to work hard to succeed, why work hard? People like me, you, and Jay Uno, other people that may work hard at this stuff, and it's taking us longer to make it. But at the end of the day, the people that's like the Young Thugs and Rich Homie Quan, you know, Soulja Boy, or whatever else, you know, they didn't have to do much to make it. All they had to do was create a fad. I'm like, you know, so,
like,
so I'm telling you, man,
it's
one of these
so
people,
dumb.
It's up to the fans. But the thing is that it's like when people think that, what's his name, Ray Sherman or some shit like that, is hot.
Man,
right,
dude.
But that,
okay, here, Jones people.
It's like, man, when they think people like that is hot, the game is fucked up.
No, when they people like Bobby
really
Smurder
done.
Is hot. That Bobby Smurder nigga,
no. But look,
ain't no
Bobby
way that you
Smurder,
can tell me he made a number one hit. I mean, ain't no way you can tell me he made
look,
a hit.
Bobby
like,
Smurder, let me correct you on Bobby Smurder now, okay? Bobby Smurder, he actually, everything he was rapping about, he did.
Yeah, which I'm with that, like, okay. But just the whole way okay, it's cool. Or you know, he did what he talked about. That's more than fine with me. I'm not saying he fake or nothing. But just the way he delivered the lyrics and that's what I'm talking about. Like I'm not even – it's like if you do what you say you do, okay, that's more than fine. I'm not knocking you. You know, everybody got their own cup of tea. I don't knock that.
Right.
But it's like – if you're going to give some music, I mean, give some music. I mean,
Right.
Put,
hey,
put the delivery into
hey.
It.
Hey, y'all, we getting ready to wrap up the show. What you don't hear, you're going to hear it after, you know, we leave air. We got some time to record after that. So you got an extra 15 minutes with us. But go ahead, Diggs, and pick back up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like put some damn delivery into it. Okay, you said you was a hot nigga, but look how dumb you were in the end result. Look at the end result of that song. Honestly, look at your dumb ass. Not what he doing. Well, how many years he doing now?
He getting ready to get some fan time.
You just dumb. You know what I mean? That shit is retarded. Like shit, you couldn't even sit there. I would have been like shit. That's somebody else.
The Shimoni dancing
there. Me?
Hey, look, yeah, Lloyd Banks. I'm like, man, hey, look, man, he better not do the Shimoni dance while he in jail. I'm telling you, man. Like, yeah, he gonna really be a hot nigga. He like, Cause Murder is a hot nigga. Get over here and take that cock, nigga.
I can't deal with you, man. You dumb, bro. You dumb.
But look, man, that's my point, is that you got to pick your poisons, man. When you out here, you telling too much truth on these tracks, the hip-hop police is for real, man. You got to be careful what you say on these tracks. I don't care who you are. They open up investigations on anybody. You could be the most unknown motherfucker if Little Flip comes out and say something because he's a loser. So if he comes out and says something, you know, they're going to open up a case on his worthless ass. So it doesn't even matter. At that point, it's just like whatever. So it's kind of funny to me, man. You know, I think that people just got to realize that hip-hop as a whole has changed completely. It's at a state to where it is we can't really just, like, vibe with what it is because we from a different generation. This generation is full of fucking, you know, children that's bipolar and fucking have ADD. How do you cater to somebody with two personalities and they can't pay attention worth shit?
And they can't read.
How? How can you market to these little motherfuckers? There's no way.
See,
so
just no
all you
talent.
Can do is put out one song at a time. Yeah. All you can do is put out one song at one time and hope that they just pay attention for at least 2 minutes. Bobby Smurder made it possible for a kid to be to not pay attention to the actual lyrics of the song and you just start dancing to it. Man, look, for every time I think about Bobby Smurder, man, I always make like the two sounds from the beat. You know, that's the only thing that reminds me of Bobby Smurder. And I can only imagine how his experience is in jail right now. I bet you this nigga probably tied the mattress to his ass.
You say he tied the mattress to his ass?
Dude, I want her to stay sure that he... Look, man, I'm telling you, I'm sure that he took the sheets off the mattress and tied that shit around his waist with his belly up. Ain't no way.
Like, hey, show like, that dance. Show that dance.
Yeah, what's your name, boy?
Show
Megma.
That dance that you're doing.
Megma. Megma. Hey, man, look. If you get a chance, look up Smegma. That shit is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Here you go.
Hey,
man,
you know what
Smegma that nobody
is,
else know about.
Hey, somebody got to Google Smegma right now.
Hold on, man. I'm
telling
I'm
you. Like, nigga, your name is Bobby Smegma? All right.
Dude,
wait, I can't even read this
dick. Oh, hell no. S-M-E-G-M-A. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hell no.
I found
I need somebody to tell the public what schmegma is if they don't know.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. I'm not about to read this shit, bro. I'm not about to read this shit out loud.
I need somebody
to come from my mouth.
Go off air. Hey, look, before we go off air, I need somebody to tell the public what schmegma is.
Dog. Oh, my fucking God, bro. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Are you serious?
Hey.
Oh.
Smegma is the buildup of skin and other crud found between the foreskin and penis, also known as dick cheese, egg salad, and cock cheese.
That's what you're saying? wait, that's what you're saying?
Yeah,
I got another one over here. It's a. It's a combination.
All right. What does yours say? Hurry up.
Exfoliated. It's a combination of exfoliated cells, transudated skin oils, and moisture. Ah, that's sick, bro. That is some sick shit.
Either way, y'all learned something new today. Thank y'all for checking out Surge Radio. We get ready to get the fuck out of here. Shout out to my nigga Bobby Schmegma. Good luck to you, homie. It's just one of those things where it is, you know, we got to pray for you. And we're going to leave on this note. We're about to play Ray Bans and Rex by your man Lyricist. I'm out of here.
In the club in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. You know I'm fresher than the mud in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. See me step up in the club in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. You know I'm fresher than the mud in my Ray-Bans Rex. Step up in the club in those Ray-Bans Rex. Superstar glow, so you know a nigga fresh. They don't really want problems, we leave a nigga stretch. I'm on that A-list shit, so I really get checked. Yeah. Bottles on deck, so I ain't really for the stress. Building filled with women trying to get them out their dress. Yeah. Got keys full of trees, so we get them birds a nest. You ain't rocking with the cool. Yeah.
And just in case you didn't know, you can check out Surge Radio is now being uploaded to SoundCloud. So Surge Radio, S-U-R-J Radio. On SoundCloud. Make sure y'all check it out.
You can write that check. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. See me step up in the club in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. You know I'm fresher than the mud in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. See me step up in the club in my Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. Ray-Bans Rex. You know I'm fresher than the mud in my Ray-Bans Rex. White tee, y'all. 5950. Hit the booth, spitting shit hotter than your kitchen. Yeah. Flows like stone, yeah. Tapes by the switches. I'm working with these wrecks, you must be forgetting. Yep. Money stay blown when I walk up in the store. Ray-Bans by the bundles and my vitals on froze. Yeah. Sideline flow, taking nigga off the coast. You only good for the hook, not the contact sport. Yeah, fresher than the mud when I ride up in the cut. Yeah. These shades on my face got me hiding like I'm buzzed. Woo. They really want to roll, so we bout to turn up. Got the club on jump like my Rex got bumped. Jump, jump. I'm the flies on the scene. Rock style, mantra, Kanye kind of thing. I'm trying to get bread, yay, kind of cream. Yeah. Fashion, rapping, y'all know what I mean.
Ray-Bans Rex, Ray-Bans.